Morning show, Mountain Home Radio. It is Wednesday morning, and I do want to remind everybody we do have some winter weather going to be affecting us here. Winter weather advisory in effect from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow. Wind chill warning remains in effect from 9 a.m. until noon on Friday. So 9 a.m. tomorrow, I'll make that clear, until noon on Friday. So be prepared. There is some cold weather going to hit us. Get yourself winterized. Get yourself some salt just in case. Be prepared for a little bit of time, possibly without power, depending on the severity of the storm with these cold conditions. I don't see anything along those lines, but with the high winds, we're hearing gusts maybe up to 40 or 50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
This time of year, it's always a possibility for a tree to fall on a line. So hopefully we won't see anything like that. Be aware, though. Just be prepared. I want to make sure everybody is ready for it this
Without
event.
A doubt. If you've got a fireplace, bring that wood in for yourself. You won't want to be going out in that wind trying to fetch it.
Exactly. We've actually uncovered a little bit of stuff over at my daughter's house, and the fireplace is there for a backup if absolutely necessary.
Yes, I've got mine ready.
Yeah, be prepared for that. It is wintertime, Seal, and we don't think about the master gardeners doing an awful lot in the wintertime, but you've been with me for a few years now, and I know difference.
Well, we're planning for the future, of course.
You're planning for the future, of course. There's still a little bit of stuff going on outside. A lot of work, though, behind the scenes at this point.
You know, outside right now, actually, I potted up some stuff for the master gardener plant site last week. I've got 50 pots ready to go.
No, I do believe it.
All right, and it's the last Saturday in April. Mark it on your calendar.
The last Saturday in April, yes.
But more importantly, we're getting ready for the seminar.
Okay?
And the seminar is March 18th.
Okay.
Back again at the Methodist Church.
All right.
Back again doing it like we did pre-COVID.
This is
going to be our first full seminar since COVID.
Fantastic.
So we're real excited for it. We've got Joe Lample, TV personality Joe Lample, coming in for it. So going to be an exciting time. We've got five speakers lined up. Got Ray Moranz from the Zierce Society. Guy Ames from Ames Orchards out toward the Fayetteville area.
Right.
We've got Daria McKelvey, who works for the St. Louis Botanic Garden.
Ooh.
And I think they're such a great resource, and she's coming in to talk about everything they have.
Oh, wow.
And then we have Jeff Quick from our local food bank coming to talk about their little garden over there.
Oh, yeah.
So it's coming up. Mark your calendars. Log on to BaxterCountyMG.com after the first of the year to buy tickets.
Okay.
All right. There'll be a form in there that you can download and mail it in or take it over to the extension office. We do not have an interactive thing to pay for tickets at this point.
Right.
We just don't have the technology for that.
Well, limited personnel involved behind the scenes, too, does make that a little more difficult to do something like
Without a doubt. But absolutely, log in. You can get the descriptions of what these people are doing.
Right.
We'd love to have you. It's a great event. Mm-hmm. We're going to have lots of opportunity table items to auction off as well. So it's a good time. It runs from 8 to 3:30.
Saturday, March 18th, correct?
That's the one.
Okay, yep.
Absolutely. So log on, and we'd love to have you come. Last time that we had an event of this size and scale, we had over 300 tickets sold.
Yes.
And we're looking to do the same thing again.
I would love to sell this show out if we possibly can, but we are going to be the first big meeting post-COVID, so we are going to be back at full strength again.
Absolutely. We brought in big speakers, okay, so we'd love to have you. Something to tickle your imagination.
Oh, yeah. And literally something for everybody with the lineup that you've got. We've got literally something touching us right here at home with Jeff Quick and what he's growing in his food garden right there. And you're hearing from folks that literally have a lifetime of experience in these things. And the TV personality, well, he's going to know a little bit specifically about a couple of extra things for you.
Absolutely. So come absolutely join us. You're going to learn a lot, all right? The Zierce Society is great for your naturalist type things, right? The orchards, obviously.
But I wanted to ask about the orchards because we don't think of orchards much in this area. I know we've got a winery. There's a few people that have smaller orchards. A little extra care needs to go into something like that in this
absolutely
area.
Absolutely. Learn about what you can do to do some self-sustaining type things, without a doubt, okay? And as I say, the St. Louis Botanic Garden is a great resource. They online have one of the best plant guides in, I think, online that you can go to. When I'm looking up a plant that I don't know something about or want a little more information on, I go there first.
Oh.
It's absolutely, it's easy to read. It's something that is just, it's made for anyone of any expertise level.
Okay.
And it'll tell you exactly what you need to know about it.
Okay. Fantastic.
If there's something special about this mm-hmm. plant that you would like to know before you invest in it,
yep.
they're the place to go. So gotcha. I'm really looking forward to her okay. speech as well.
How long do these speakers normally get? About an hour apiece?
They get 45. We tell them 50 minutes.
Right.
We start signaling them at 45.
Gotcha. Okay.
And we have about a 15-minute break between speakers.
Okay.
We will have our full complement of food. That means don't eat breakfast or lunch.
Right. Right. Yes.
Master gardeners make all kinds of things, and the
right.
nibble tables are out all day long. We'll have just ordinary sandwiches for lunch, but it's part of your ticket price.
Right.
Okay. I can't give you a ticket price quite yet. I still got a couple costs coming
yep.
in, but we will have it before the first of the year when
yep.
registration opens
Fantastic.
Up.
And all that information will show up on your website right around the second day of January. You're going to be a
first day of January.
You'll have it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. It'll be out there. All the speakers are listed out there. The registration
okay.
form will be posted by the first.
All right. So I'm looking forward to seeing that one. Should be a fantastic time as you get the ball rolling again for 2023 and get things back to full strength.
We're so excited, and we hope you join us.
Yes.
Okay.
Now you don't have to be a master gardener to attend this. We want to encourage a lot of different people from throughout the community. If you have even any interest in one of the speakers, come and see them all.
Absolutely. It's a great day. You're going to learn a lot.
Oh, yeah.
There's free magazines and catalogs that we distribute. All the master gardeners save that stuff during the year.
Oh, these are all Tommy's leftover catalogs.
It's more than Tommy's. Though he does contribute.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right.
Yep.
But we do have magazines and catalogs that people have stored up, and they're free for the taking. You can just dig through the pile.
All right.
Take as much as you want.
Yep.
By all means, we have great opportunity table things
mm-hmm.
for bucket raffles. We're going to have a special raffle item as well for you to take
okay.
a look at. Think it might be a tour, but I'm not quite sure what he's building yet.
Okay.
All right. So absolutely, it's a great fun time.
Yes.
You know, we have people come from all over the state. We have them come from Missouri.
Right.
Have them come from the Fayetteville
yep.
area. So
yep.
we get master gardeners to come. We get ordinary people that follow us. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Non-members is
yep.
a better way to put that. But we have people come, and it's for the community. It's
yes.
not just for master gardeners.
Well, and it is designed for the entire community to benefit from.
Without a doubt. That's
yep.
what we'd love to have you join us. You don't have to be a member. We're not going to push membership on you. This is just something to come learn.
Fantastic. And if you're wanting to learn just a little bit about what is going on in the area, these meetings that the master gardeners have every month have a keynote speaker. But this seminar is a little bit of a special deal. You do bring in some outside help. And looking at the lineup you've got this year, you're going to knock it out of the park.
I'm hoping so. We've got the speakers to
yes.
do it.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. Please make sure you get over there the first of the year to the Master Gardeners website. What's the address for that?
BaxterCountyMG.com.
So stop on by and check that out. They'll be more than happy to welcome you into the fold should you decide to become a Master Gardener. But you don't have to be a Master Gardener
no.
or even on the path to be one to attend the seminar.
No, this is for the community.
Yes. Get out there and be a part of this. Bring your wife out there. Sit down. Have a good time. Learn a little bit about something. There's a couple speakers there that I'd love to take a chance to listen to.
So well, you're welcome to join us.
Looking forward to that lineup. I have a really tough decision to make. Do you have a plant of the month?
I do.
Okay, we are at a point right now. I can go to break early and shock my boss, or I can go to break in a little bit. I'm going to choose the former and get to break because I know there's some information we
sure.
need to get out there in bulk. So I'm going to tell you folks out there listening, you are listening to The Morning Show this morning, brought to you by your friends over at Next and powered by NAEC. We're going to take our final break here this morning. I've got Sio Gusecki from the Master Gardeners. We'll be back to wrap things up right after this. And we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. Yeah, a little bit of audio difficulties there. Trying to get that lined out here behind the scenes. I expect to get that under control here in just a couple moments. But I've got Sio Gusecki. Master Gardener extraordinaire is an understatement, I believe, with all that Seal does for the Master Gardeners program.
Thank you.
No, I appreciate everything you guys have done here as part of the show. You guys have been an absolutely wonderful guest
well,
to have on a regular
you.
Basis, and I have learned so much sitting here. I am sitting in right now in the middle of December, and I'm looking around, and the poinsettias are pretty, but yeah, there's not a whole lot of hope for them going forward here at our household anyways. Do we have a plant of the month, something that can give us a little bit of hope hope for 2023?
Without a doubt. I've got something called a hellebore, and it's sometimes called a Christmas or a Lenten rose.
Aha, okay. I've heard it. Yes, thank you.
There you go.
Christmas rose. Well, I heard the name before, and I was rather curious, but I didn't know why. Christmas rose.
Well, there you go. It doesn't bloom at Christmas,
no.
But it blooms in late winter, early spring.
Yes.
So you're going to see it not too awful long from where we are right now.
Right.
I was thinking the late January, 1st of February, mm-hmm. you may see it, all right? It's a perennial,
yes.
And it's largely evergreen. If we get a lot of snow where it'll flatten it, then, of course, you're going to have some dieback.
Okay.
It won't kill the plant, but it'll hurt the foliage.
Gotcha.
But most winters, that will stay evergreen for you.
Uh-huh.
So it's something that's nice in the garden at this time of the year.
Beautiful.
It's 18 to 24 inches tall, mm-hmm. 24 to 30 inches wide. The leaves are divided into segments, 7 to 9 segments, so I almost like a palmate type thing.
Okay.
All right. It blooms, it sets its blooms late in the summer, and it will bloom in late, like I say, late winter, early spring.
Mm-hmm.
The colors range anywhere from apricot, blue, slate, white, pink, yellow, apricot. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
And they've got now some that are Picotee with color around the edges.
Ooh.
Or with little spots on them. There's
okay.
a lot of breeding going into them.
Gotcha.
So they've changed a lot. It can be used as a cut flower. In fact, depending on how late the season is, mm-hmm. we sometimes have some as decorations at the seminar.
Uh-huh.
Because the decorations that we do, a lot of it comes from our gardens.
Gotcha,
right?
Okay.
What's great is it's deer resistant.
All right.
It blooms best in parched shade, all right? It doesn't like deep shade. It doesn't like deep sun.
Okay.
But it's something that has some versatility. It can take some sun.
Some sunlight?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
That would work best, all right?
Right?
If you do it in deep shade, it won't bloom as well, but you'll still
right.
have an evergreen plant,
okay.
all right? It will sell seed a little bit, all
uh-huh.
right? But the seedlings are small, easy to pull out. Does best in woodland conditions, so your soil shouldn't be too hard. It
don't
should be something
loose, right.
looser,
yep.
okay? It's very easy to maintain in that in late spring after the blooms are done,
mm-hmm.
you just go up to the plant and you'll see some of the lower leaves nearer the ground have starting to die off and look bad, and
right.
all you do is reach in and grab a handful and pull them out. You don't have to cut them, slice
oh,
them,
wow.
and you just pull them out, make
okay.
everything pretty, and
yep.
life goes on. All right?
Fantastic.
Something
sweet.
You can give to other people with mm-hmm. all the seedlings that come up. The seedlings aren't real aggressive. You'll get them, but they grow slow, so
right.
it's something that if you go in once every year or two and pull out the volunteers you don't mm-hmm. want, you're in business.
Oh, okay.
So it really is easy to
fantastic.
Do. If you want something to naturalize, say, in a wooded area,
mm-hmm.
you could put them here and there, and before too long, you'd have the whole thing covered.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
Now, if we decide to get a plant like this, what are our planting conditions? Because I'm figuring with the little bit of weather we're getting tomorrow in the frozen soil, it may not be the ideal time to drop it in the ground.
I wouldn't drop it in the ground right now, but I certainly plant it any time of the year otherwise.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a very hardy plant. It's not drought tolerant, but it is a plant that if you're doing your normal watering schedule
mm-hmm.
in the summertime, it'll be just fine.
Okay.
So it's a very easy plant to grow.
Gotcha.
Given that it's evergreen, it's something that gives all year.
Right.
All right. And the blooms are nice. It's a nice harbinger of an early spring when you need something to lift your spirits, when things, not much
there,
else
yeah,
is happening
there
out
yep.
there.
Do we want to wait until a little bit warmer weather to throw this in the ground? Because
I wouldn't plant anything
conditions.
Tomorrow.
Well, no, exactly. Not tomorrow. But we're looking at some warmer conditions maybe the end of next week, and you may have a little bit of rainfall that may be a little more conducive to putting something like this in the ground. You're still not wanting to plant a lot of stuff this time
I
of year.
Wouldn't do this anything this time of year. I wouldn't
right.
hesitate to split and move things,
okay,
though.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, next week we're supposed to get a little bit of rain.
Yes.
And when I'm moving things in the ground this time of year, I usually try to do it the day before it rains.
Okay.
It just makes life easier. I don't have to worry about
right.
watering it,
yes.
settling it in, and
yep.
Mother Nature will take care of it. In fact, I did some of that a couple weeks back.
Uh-huh.
Some of the plants that I have potted up is things I split and moved.
Gotcha.
And they settle right in, and they won't hurt anything. Some of them I didn't have enough pots for, and I just set them on the ground, threw a little mulch around them,
yep.
and a couple days ago I got the pots and potted them up,
yep.
and they were doing just fine. The roots looked healthy and the whole
fantastic.
Business. So it's a great time of year to get out there and play around and move things
yes.
and split things, all right? Obviously, you don't want to do it around this weather, but
yeah.
certainly doing it next week would not mm-hmm. hurt anything.
Well, and this is the time to plan for what you're looking forward to in 2023. be also.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, get out there and look at what you did. Remember what you had and what worked for you last season and what didn't, okay? I mean, and sometimes you wait a long time. The reason I had so many things potted up is because I let one thing go too long.
Oh.
I had some New England asters, which I have 35 pots potted up for the plant.
Oh, good
sale.
Night.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's after I split three big pieces off and moved them elsewhere in the yard.
Oh,
okay?
Wow.
So sometimes you wait too long to do that stuff,
okay.
But that doesn't hurt anything.
So for anybody writing down their shopping list for next year's seminar, I'm going to have some New England asters, it looks like.
I will have New England asters out there without a doubt, okay?
We are getting ready for that sale, believe it or not, next year. Master Gardeners are busy splitting things and getting stuff taken care of for the winter. It's going to be here before we know it. And as we look for 2023, we want to be prepared. We don't want to throw something in full sunlight if it needs shade or vice versa. We do need to pay attention to what we're buying and getting ready to do for next year.
The biggest tool you can have when you're buying plants or planning to buy plants is the internet. Take your phone with you when you shop and look things over.
Right.
It's the best tool you can have. Read what it says, and if you don't have the conditions for the plant, don't do it.
Gotcha.
I have no hesitation with buying a plant that they say will only last 15 years instead of 30 in my area if I like it.
Right.
Understanding that it has a shelf life.
Gotcha.
All right. But by all means, plant according to what the conditions warrant.
Yes.
All right. And don't be afraid to move things around in your yard as conditions change.
Exactly.
As trees grow and all that kind of stuff. This is a great time of year, this week excluded, to get out there and play in the dirt.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
My dog loves it out there. I love it out there this time of year. It's a good thing to be out.
Get out there and check it out. For more information on Master Gardeners, where can they go for some more info?
BaxterCountyMG.com.
Stop on by and check it out. Make sure you get yourself ready for the seminar. It's coming up on
March 18th.
Saturday, March 18th. What time does that get underway?
8 to 3:30. And come to our meet in January 12th. 1 o'clock at the Presbyterian Church.
Okay.
We've got Ken Foreman from the Ken Berry Nature Center coming to talk with us.
Gotcha.
So come enjoy.
So that's going to be over at the Presbyterian Church right there on Cooper Street.
Yes.
Spring Street. Yeah, I had that backwards in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so stop on by. Check that out. When is it going to be?
January 12th, 1 o'clock.
So stop on by. Visit with them. They might even have a snack or two available.
Absolutely.
Stop on by and check it out. Always a great time to visit with
Thank
from our Master Gardeners. All you listeners out there, that's going to wrap it up for me. I'm out the door. I'll be back with more tomorrow. Have yourselves a great day.